Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Eric Turner of Jet Physical Therapy about concussions in youth. This is part two of a two-part interview. And regardless of age, if somebody does seek medical attention and is diagnosed with a concussion, what are some of the steps they need to take during recovery?
Usually there's a short period of rest, depending on what kind of symptoms they're having and how severe those symptoms are. Oftentimes they need to be getting extra sleep or sleeping as much as they feel like they need to, being withheld or minimizing electronics, which can be a real challenge in this day and age. And then once their symptoms are minimal to no symptoms, then it's important for them to start being active again. That's an important component of the healing process for the brain, but it needs to be activity that's not in a, you know, a high-risk situation where they're going to hit their head again, to make sure that the brain can handle more strenuous physical demands. And then if it can, then they would eventually be cleared by the appropriate medical personnel.
And how important is it to take that time to rest and to slowly ease into where they were before the event?
Yeah, it's very important. Most commonly, you're not the brain won't be damaged by not resting, and let's say just trying to go to school too early before their symptoms are under control, or trying to be active with their friends, or being physically active in PE or those kind of things. You're not doing damage, but you're making the symptoms and the recovery linger. The biggest threat is someone returns back to an impact activity too soon. Those are some really detrimental consequences that could occur if someone were to have an injury and not be properly managed and recovered with the right protocol.
Are there any words of advice you'd like to share?
You know, the concussions is a topic. Each year something new is evolving with the way that it's managed. You know, this year I think there's a little bit more of a push and knowledge to return to a controlled activity sooner than in the past, as they're learning that controlled activity at the right level helps in the recovery process and healing. I think there's some newer information coming out about the, not necessarily always just concussions, but just the repetitive contact with the head and maybe the long-term implications that can be involved with that. So I think parents need to inform themselves in terms of decision-making with contact sports and what age is the right age to start those activities. And that contact sports is not just football. A lot of people think that it's just football, but there's other events or other sports such as soccer, wrestling. Those are other higher-risk sports or high incidence of concussion. So I think it's important that parents inform themselves and, you know, make their decision on when it's right for their son or daughter to start participating in those activities.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Eric Turner of Jet Physical Therapy, speaking about concussions in youth. This is part two of a two-part interview. Hear the first part of our conversation at kciiradio.com. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.